Well, Simon Marks is in Washington, D.C. for us, and Andrew Hopkins is following Turkey's response to this report from Ankara. But first, let's go to Simon Marks, who has been following, as we said, from Washington, D.C. Hi, Simon. So if this report is correct and the White House has been asked for information about Michael Flynn's activities, including any relationship that he had with Turkey, what does it tell us about the direction of the special prosecutor's investigation?
Well, actually, it tells us a number of different things. First of all, and critically, it tells us that Robert Mueller's investigation, which began as a counterintelligence inquiry, is indeed now, in fact, also a criminal investigation. The White House has held on to this idea that it's a counterintelligence inquiry in order to express their hope that it's not wandering down criminal avenues. But this request for documents certainly suggests that it is. It also suggests that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn remains at least a substantial element in what may prove to be Donald Trump's Achilles heel. Although it's important to point out that we don't know that these are the only documents from the White House that Robert Mueller and his team have requested. They may have requested others relating to other people, but it certainly shows that the investigation is moving away from what initially was a focus on conversations between Donald Trump's senior aides and advisors and the Russians, and is now taking a look, at least in Michael Flynn's case, with his broader financial arrangements at a time when we think Robert Mueller is also digging in to the financial arrangements of Donald Trump and some of his other associates. And finally, it demonstrates that this investigation is not going away anytime soon, and that is sure further to aggravate the President of the United States as he begins what has been described by the White House as a 17-day working holiday at his golf club in New Jersey.
And how worried should these latest developments make the president and members of his inner circle while he is on that holiday?
Well, look, I think the interesting thing is that if you look at the last 2 weeks, we've witnessed here in Washington, as you know, two very extraordinary weeks of very unstable, erratic behavior on the part of the White House, chief of staff being fired, Anthony Scaramucci being first brought in as communications director, then ousted as communications director, that rather curious paroxysm from Donald Trump banning transgendered people from the military, only the military haven't received any instructions to do it. All of that kind of chaos, that kind of craziness, gets put into a slightly different light if 2 weeks ago Donald Trump knew that a grand jury had been impaneled here in Washington, D.C., that the White House was receiving requests for documents relating to Michael Flynn. So when you look at the last 2 weeks, Donald Trump's behavior, erratic, some here call it crazy, chaotic, well, you start looking at that through a slightly different prism if a couple of weeks ago Donald Trump understood that Robert Mueller's investigation was grinding away and continuing to make progress. And that's one of the reasons why Republicans on Capitol Hill are now looking at ways of tying Donald Trump's hands in a bid to head off any attempt that he makes to fire the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, with one senior Republican warning that were Donald Trump to try and do that, it would be the beginning of the end of his presidency. So a lot of drama still ahead here.
Well, thank you for that, Simon Marks, there in Washington, D.C.